A 30 Moment with John Records Landecker.
Negatory Big Ben, over. What is? You know what this song is? I know what this song is. I don't know who's playing this at their home, but I know what this song is. It's by Alfred E. Newman.
It's Bob Boswell.
Bob Boswell.
Right.
Isn't that Alfred E. Newman?
Right.
WLS Boogie Check.
Yeah, what's your favorite sport?
I don't have any favorite sport.
How about baseball?
Baseball, lovely sport. WLS, Spookie Check.
Hey, John, this is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
Hey, I got creativity on my radio. Oh, Lord, Lord.
Thanks. Yeah!
Yes.
Here's a 30 thought.
I think music is a means in which listeners find, you know, depending on where they are in their life cycle, either find their identity or refine their identity.
Saturday Night Fever had been the number one album for 6 months. For twice as long, Studio 54 had been New York's most elite nightclub. The city was primed for what happened next. On July 24th, 1978, the radio station that was Mellow 92 became Disco 92 WKTU. And in its first book, danced its way to number one with an 11.3. To this day, the highest rating ever captured by a New York City FM.
It's all right. 7:59. And it's Friday. And TGIF, right? WKTU New York. I'm Paul Robinson. Good morning to you. We're the Wake Up Crew. This is Disco 92 with a taste of honey for you now.
Disco 92 WKTU. By the way, Studio 92 is 3 hours of non-stop disco mix dance music uninterrupted. Okay, tonight, Friday. And tomorrow, Saturday night, from 11 till 2 in the morning, only on WKTU Disco 92.
WKTU wasn't the first disco station. That distinction goes to Disco Stereo, WKYS, Washington. But WKTU was the one that pounded the final nails into WABC's coffin.
Anybody who did any analysis could see that if you could strip a top 40 station of its Latino and black listeners, that station would fry.
Bob Henneberry.
And disco came in and fried AM top 40, just burned it to a crisp.
Oh, yeah, huge, absolutely. As a matter of fact, our company, mostly Kent's deal, but we did a program, KTU, when it went from a 1 to an 11.
Lee Abrams.
That was funny because at that time, he was running sort of all these new disco stations. And on the superstar side, we were blowing up disco records in our client stations.
Hey, listen! This is now officially the world's largest anti-disco rally! 1, 2, 3! Yeah!
WKTU, with some tinkering, stayed alive long after Steve Dahl's Demolition Derby. But then, on July 12th, 1988, the station played Let's Stay Together by Tina Turner, and the disco format disappeared.
If KTU hadn't been so successful...
Frank Cody.
And have that power of a good format, it never could have been reborn again.
Drop in the beat from the top of the world.
103.5.
The new KTU.
New York.
Where do you go?
It was relaunched with dance music. It was sort of like, oh yeah, I remember the disco era. And then very wisely, that music was then leveraged into contemporary music and a contemporary dance station.
True enough, but by the time WKTU said her goodbyes, New York City already had a new sweetheart.
Serving the universe
from the top of the Gorilla Building.
C-100 New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, radio station WHTZ signs on the air. WHTZ is owned and operated by Malrite Communications and broadcast at a frequency of 100.3 megahertz. Signing on the air, this is WHTZ FM. It's time to wake up.
And that thing was a dynamo when it came on the air. I mean, it just, you know, blew everybody's socks off.
Andy Denmark.
Because it was an in-your-face, it was the feeling of old Top 40 with a crazy morning show and characters and production.
WHTZ, New York's newest radio station, 612, Tuesday morning, Neil Diamond.
Good morning, Z100.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I'm laying here under the covers, and I'm toasty warm, and I don't have anything on but the zoo.
You mean, in other words,
I'm butt naked.
Ooh, yeah.
The Z-Zoo in the morning.
I'm butt naked.
The Z-Zoo in the morning.
I'm butt naked.
In the morning, in the morning.
I'm butt naked.
On Z-100.
And then we get this in the mail today. I have the bulletin right in front of me. This is a statewide alert. From Linden, New Jersey, says
sir.
This department is currently investigating a rash of obscene phone calls. In which the actor is mainly interested in the sucking of toes.
What?
Wait a minute.
And talking about toes as a means to an end for sex.
Scott.
You're kidding me, aren't you?
Wait a minute. Is this?
Now, wait a minute. All three of you. I just said it's the truth.
Okay.
I'm reading from a piece of paper here.
Right.
He's been calling women at their homes and tries to get the women to meet him at a local motel for sex and toe games. If any department needs any information on actor with M.O. of toe sucking and meeting at motel, call Detective Robert Bunk at 201-474-8532 and refer to the case number. It's got the case number right here.
All right.
I thought it was a joke, so I dialed the number and asked for the detective in question.
Detective Bureau, Lieutenant Jenny.
Is Detective Bunk around?
He's off today.
Could you tell me anything about these, we got a report here. This is, WHTZ Radio.
Yes, sir.
We're investigating this, these obscene phone calls. It sounds kind of weird, but the toe sucker.
We'll have to speak to him on that.
No one else knows anything about that?
That's his job. You'll have to speak to him on it.
He's in charge of all the toe sucking cases.
Hello, this is Sting, and you're listening to the Z Morning Zoo. Good luck.
Good morning from the Z Morning Zoo. Rise and shine with folks like you.
This is Eddie Murphy, and you're listening to Scott Shannon and Ross Britton hippin' and hoppin' around the Z Morning Zoo.
It was all done in such a hurry, in such a rush, and all from the gut.
Scott Shannon.
We wrote promos 10 minutes before we put them on. We cut the sweepers the same day. We produced them and threw them on the radio. It was just the right city and the right time for what we put together.
Z100.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say to you guys, I've been listening to radio for 25 years or more in New York City, WMGM in the 50s and WINS and Jocko, and in the 60s with Murray the K and all these guys, and WABC for all those years. And I kind of got depressed and lost faith, and I didn't listen to radio, pushed the buttons, went crazy. And you guys came on a year and a half ago, and it's just been a blast.
Oh, man, that makes me feel good because, you know, I'm a big student of New York City radio. I got all the old tapes. You know, New York was blessed with some just wonderful radio over the years.
And, you know, it's just super. It's just so much fun. And the greats of the 60s and the 70s. And you guys came along, and there was a real void. And you shook it upside down.
Yeah,
and it's a blast. I'm having a ball.
We like to call it stirring up the monkeys, sir.
And then
Z100
comes on the air in New York.
Steve Rivers.
And suddenly it was really in to be okay. It was okay to do Top 40 again, you know. And then Kiss in Los Angeles ended up with a 10 share around that same time. And that sort of became the revival of CHR in the 80s.
In the beginning, God created man. Man created created music. Music created Kiss.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Stand by, Los Angeles.
More music.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's 5:59.
In the morning.
They really truly were the radio station that the moment that you turned it off,
Tony Novia,
you were like, my Lord, what am I missing? What am I going to miss? Is it going to be my favorite song? Is it going to be a great contest?
Cash, 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 you just won $5,000!
Just won $10,000.
I can't believe it.
$10,000!
$5,000!
You did it! $50,000!
Oh my God!
Cash and cars.
Brand new platinum metallic Porsche 924.
Oh, I want a phone!
With $20,000 stuffed in the glove box.
They've always been an unbelievable marketing machine. With D's in the morning, they were cutting edge, and they took morning shows to the next level. And I think that, you know, in that day and time, when you go back and you look at the Jerry D days, station had a 10 share.
Good morning, everybody. This is Luther Vandross, right here with Rick D's in the Morning, Kiss FM.
Hi, Rick D's. It's Marty in the Morning. From Wacky 107 FM in Eureka. Hey, Rick, man, I just want to...
No, wait, could I just interrupt for a second? Every
yeah,
time,
go right ahead, man.
You, Marty, you have called me, and you have ripped off all of our bits that we run, all of our comedy material.
That is besides the point, Rick. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I'll be right back with you.
He's on the air.
Is it sports time? Here's Nick the Brick.
Wait a minute.
The Eureka Warriors win! Who knew? I'm Nick the Brick Jacobs for Wacky 107 FM.
Hey!
Wait
a minute. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, Rick.
You've stolen everything from our show.
Gotta run, buddy.
Prepare yourself.
For what?
To experience FM radio like never before.
What's he
you
talking
see,
about?
April 24th, Kiss FM and Sega plan to take you on an audio and visual journey never before attempted. We're going back. Here I am, back here, behind the speakers, where Kiss FM literally comes alive. The DJs in the studio live on the mic. The artists playing on cue, live in concert.
You're on live in 20
and
seconds.
All seven of our listeners live in person. Curious? Good. Details any day now on your very own megawatt hooterific hit transmitting sound unit, aka radio. Just listen for me on this side of the speakers for now at the following audio address.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Hey, Ali, you look a little depressed today. Everything all right?
I'm not feeling well. The ego is a little down.
What's wrong?
Just don't feel well.
What's wrong, honey?
So you know what that means? I have to go with that super opener.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Here he comes!
All right, okay, I feel better.
California's most exciting, hot-hitting radio star!
All right.
From high atop the Kiss radio tower in Hollywood, California, get ready for the hit! All right, Hollywood Hamilton, come on down!
Yeah. You feel better.
I feel a lot better now.
Right.
KISS FM and AM, Los Angeles.
Ow.
All right, it's John Hollywood Hamilton, and we are back for the last time because now we are going to talk about the fragmented 90s. The decade that brought us grunge, electronica, alternative techno, neo-punk, whatever the hell that was, and rap metal. In the last 10 years of the 20th century, though, radio exploded with country and hip-hop and boy bands and divas, teen stars, and Latin pop. In the 90s, we had two Woodstocks, a bunch of Lollapaloozas, and a Lilith Fair. And if that wasn't enough to change the culture, We also pause to pay respect to Kurt Cobain, Tupac Shakur, and the notorious B.I.G. Technology triumphed during the 1990s, and we got SoundScan, MP3s, mini disc players, and of course DVDs. And aside from Milli Vanilli, everything looked like it was on the up and up. So now, here's an audio snapshot of the 90s.
30 record flashback.
This ain't no disco.
Oh my God.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Understands those rap guys.
All I wanna do is have some fun. Looking for the love, get away.
Take me to the place I love.
That's me in the corner.
Oh my God.
Think twice.
You don't have to be afraid of what you are. And isn't it ironic?
Valley of the shadow of death.
Thank you.